a group of native Hawaiian men, shirtless and heavily tattooed, performing a haka in a prison yard. It's a striking image at the core of the documentary film Out of State, which tells the story of native Hawaiian inmates in an Arizona prison reconnecting to their culture in an unfamiliar setting and using its lessons to re-enter society when they're released. Kiara Lacey is the director of Out of State, and we spoke with her about the way her project took on a life of its own.
I think with any creative process, it changes as you go. When we began making the film, we thought we were going to make a short film. And once we were able to step into the prison setting in Arizona, we immediately knew it was going to be more. There was so much to tell about what was happening in that space. And then as we began to learn more about the people who were there, just more to tell about what it meant to actually be able to successfully return home and reintegrate into the community.
It's an unlikely setting for a restoration of cultural identity, isn't it?
Oh, thank you for saying that. I absolutely agree. And yet it's so powerful because, you know, to find your culture in a very unlikely space like a prison in Arizona, I think it says a lot. It says everything about missing home and then giving yourself the opportunity to find yourself again.
One of your principals says he didn't know he was Hawaiian until he went to prison in Arizona. It's pretty ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, he knew he was Native Hawaiian, but he didn't really know himself as a Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. You know, the cultural practice, it just wasn't there. And so for him, the prison space became an opportunity to have the time to really reconnect with who he was.
How did the whole restoration of culture, you know, doing a haka in the prison yard, how did that come about?
That was something that organically came about with the men themselves. It was pretty powerful. There's a long history of, you know, kumu coming in and out of the prison setting to teach a variety of people who had sort of invested the time, and then also inmates who had that sort of cultural knowledge and were passing it on. So in our film specifically, we have a gentleman named Eric Kalani Vance who is in for life and has sort of dedicated himself to teaching his fellow inmates about their culture.
Took that on as a documentary filmmaker, and as with most documentaries, the subject, you can't really plan a documentary from beginning to end, can you? You have to deal with the unexpected.
Absolutely. I think that's a big part of the process. Particularly for this type of film, it's what we call verite. So the goal is really not to be able to follow what actually happens. And we are very meticulous about our process. You know, we would basically show up and just follow you on your day. And with the goal of just understanding, you know, the mundane and the more difficult. And like you said, it wasn't about sculpting or pushing things into rocks. It's really about understanding what the experience is and recording that for other people to understand.
It's tough, though, to achieve true verite shooting because your presence affects what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, having anyone there, I mean, you're always constantly, as somebody making a documentary, thinking about how your presence affects things and how close to natural we can help create the experience for the person that we're following so that we can create a more honest film. And a lot of that comes with time, too. And again, process. You know, our team is very low-key, and we have a very specific way that we like to work. So, you know, again, it's about trying to minimize the impact that we have.
Do you find that people get used to your presence when you're shooting after a while?
They do, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is for the majority of people to be able to do it. It can feel weird at first to have, like, you know, a camera and somebody, you know, recording sound follow you around, but after a while, it becomes second nature. And so we're hopeful that it doesn't manipulate things too much. We're always, you know, as you said, thinking about how to create the most authentic and honest experience possible.
Your film centers on a couple of inmates, and it takes them home to Hawaii to talk about the whole life after, yeah?
Yeah, and when we set out to to make the film, we didn't know that we were going to follow anyone back home. We thought that the prison setting itself, you know, was very powerful to see people reconnecting with their work in that, or with their culture in that space. But one thing we wanted to be able to show is, you know, what are the difficulties when you get out? You know, what are the things that you learn in, that you've learned in the prison space that can help you be successful? But, you know, what are also the current systemic things that exist in our community that can sort of prevent or support the success? So we're really interested in seeing, okay, now that you feel like you've changed, can you actually be successful in this space, you know, once you've gotten home?
As you said, now that you feel like you've changed, in the case of your principals, David and Holly, did they really have some kind of rehabilitation when they were in prison?
I feel like everybody, the majority of people, you know, everybody's different, right? And the timing of when they're ready is different. I can say that when someone is given their sentence, you know, there are different layers to what rehabilitation means. There is the sentence that, you know, that you have been given and that you are expected to serve, and so you complete your time. And then, you know, your time and your pact with society, and you reenter. And then there's the internal work that you do, right? When we're talking about the rehabilitation, how do you sort of put yourself in a space to be successful? And in the process of making the film, we were able to watch the challenges.
What kind of challenges do they face?
I mean, it's everything from, do you have a Social Security card anymore because you've been gone for so long? You know, do you have all the paperwork or documentation to get a job? Can you get a job? Can you hold a job because you have the scarlet letter of coming back from prison? You know, and it's also the repair of relationships. It's, you know, and it's important to recognize that a lot of our post-prison population, they have families. They have people that, you know, that they've been separated from. And so the repair for the family system is also something that's important to consider. Not just the work and the money, but also, okay, how do I make things right again after I've been gone?
If you're going to re-enter society, you need to have a stake in society, don't you?
I think it goes both ways. I think society and, you know, the person re-entering need to have a way to collaborate so that both understand each other's value. So I think our population needs to have things that they hold dear when they get released from prison, and that they need to understand that they hold value, right? That they are human capital and that they have things to offer. And in respect to the crimes that they've done, the recognition that when you serve your time, you know, do we believe that after you've served your time, can you come back into society and be successful again? And these are a lot of the questions that we've been thinking about. And, you know, I'm hopeful that people have the opportunity to have a second chance.
Do you think in the case of the two principals in your film that their reconnection to their culture while in prison helped them reenter?
Yes. I can say having a strong sense of identity is a powerful starting point, but I can't say that it is the whole solution. I think and if things were that reductive, then we would have fixed our issue with the prisons by now. I think we're dealing with something that's very complex. It's intersectionality. And the hope is that if we can start to improve pockets, right, cultural identity and other things, that things will begin to coalesce and we can find a healthier situation for our community.
Kiara Lacey is the director of Out of State, which will be shown at the Hawaii International Film Festival on November 4th at 8:15 at the Dole Cannery Movie Theater. You can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.